The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Rock 107 WIRX.
I'm gonna make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
He literally didn't get any of those words right there, Kiki.
I think I did.
She was trying to sing it. And the part where it goes, I'm going to give you what you need, you said weed, because you want to say want. And then you said, I'm going to make your head bleed, I believe. So
you think you got it all figured out, don't you?
Mr. Smarty Pants over here.
Hey, anyway, take a, real quick, yeah. Take a guess when I'm about to eat.
Probably some banana bread.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Pizza roll.
Awesome. Good guess.
Damn it.
No, I just fired up the grill. I'm making brats.
Are you making right
you really?
Now? I'm serious, dude.
Are you practicing for this weekend?
Trying different
seasonings?
I looked in the fridge and I have eggs, the bacon, the sausage, all the breakfast stuff. And I look up a little bit and I see the brats and I'm like, eh. Yeah, the brats look pretty good right now. I don't know why I'm craving brats. So
it's
here we go.
It's 8:51 in the morning. Do you want a heart attack by noon?
I mean, Brooke's pretty close to sausage. I mean, you get sausage links and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why not brats?
Yeah, it's true. Yes. I don't know.
I mean, when you start whipping up potato salad, then that's when we have to be worried. Right.
At the picnic table going, you know, the neighbor looked out the window like, what, dude, what? You're firing the grill up? What time is it? I'm out there in my chef hat.
Perfect. 8:51 in the morning and you're having a brat. I love it. Yeah. All right.
Cook me one.
Yeah, sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kiki doesn't actually chew her brats. She just swallows them.
All right, my mighty bit. Oh. I was going to say, I'll ride my mighty. Miney? Oh, my gosh.
Are you having a stroke right now?
No, it's messing with me. The delay.
There's no delay.
In my ear, my voice.
Oh,
that's your brain.
It's like echoing after the fact when I say it, and it's really, really messing with my speech. I feel
sounds
drunk.
Like you're drunk. Yeah, it sounds like you're drunk.
Yeah.
Try your other ear. Maybe it's better with the other ear. Put one ear in and take the other ear out. Try that. Okay, now take out the right ear and give that a shot. How's that?
Testing. It's a little bit better. No, it's still better.
made your voice deeper.
Yeah.
That's
Hey, test the mic.
Testing.
Why you change your voice?
I don't know.
Quality radio.
It's perfect. This is the best you're going to get, folks. Let's get to it. We got your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Man, Chris has got you covered. Even with all this craziness going on, he is here for you. You can email him. Give him a call. Obviously, his office is closed, like you can't go in, but he's still there serving you. Call him, 269-408-8872. He's going to make sure that you are covered. Not to mention, too, he's a stand-up guy. He did another round. Taking food over to the nurses. How cool is that?
Yeah, he's
such a good
nice guy.
So anyway, give him a call. Chris.
Hey, can you put the brats on the grill? Put the brats on the grill.
Can your wife do it?
Yeah, she just came down to do laundry. I'm here doing radio. You guys need to hurry it up. You're burning my brats.
You burned my brats. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do... Man clam.
So those stupid shorts that people wear now that are way too tight. It's like a camel toe with a dude. Is that what it is?
Man clam. What do you think there, Kiki?
Man clam. Is that okay? Is a clam like a girl's part down there? Is that right?
It could be a word for it. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. So exactly. What if a man created the same illusion by doing a certain act, if you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Look at my
she's
hands.
Talking about Tucker.
I'm showing you.
We got a Tucker.
What about a Tucker?
Hunter, you're correct.
Oh.
Kiki, I appreciate the effort, but when men wear tight jeans... Or tight shorts, and it splits the Hardy Boys.
Ew.
And then you got the man clam effect.
I see that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to watch the boys.
You can't be comfortable, guys.
Yeah, but you know what happens a lot, too, is when you get older and you get that fupa going, and you start to pull your pants up over your fupa, and it makes that portion of the pants tight around, you know, where it
Right,
where,
so you can't sit down without it happening,
yeah.
right?
Exactly. So I always try and watch the man clam. You got to watch it.
Yeah. Don't Especially if you got a fupa. Yeah, just be honest with yourself. If you got a fupa, it's okay. It's fine. We're all going to get one. But if you do, just make sure, you know, to check the man clam.
Always check your man clam. Just a good rule of thumb in life. All right. There you go. We ruined another day. Yeah. That's your dumb vocabulary.